Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, motorcycle, boat, RV, bundles. They'll do everything to save you money and make sure that you're fully insured. They are the best in the business. Great people that are great professionals. Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. We're in the mobile Sunbury Motors studio today. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory, all with great warranties. Fabulous pre-owned inventory, all with the Sunbury Motors guarantee, which is so important, and a great service department. But again, that service department is getting a lot of business. And guess what? They could use a little more help. When you have a 107-year reputation of excellence, you end up needing more people. So you can show up in person. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com or give Todd a call as well and call Todd at 286-7746. Beautiful and phenomenal Penn's Tavern on a great Monday for the Neil Mertz Frenzy. Penn's Tavern, awesome atmosphere. The best. Great food. The best. I don't care whether you're inside or out on the deck. Come on out and join us here at Penn's Tavern, River Road, right off at 147. Before we get to Jack Ham, our play-by-play call of the day.
By Armstead, two into the end zone. Caught for the touchdown! Caught for the touchdown! Waddle! Miami has taken the lead!
Well, it's the biggest break the Steelers got yesterday. Ravens lost. Kevin Harlan with a call on CBS yesterday.
Everyone in the AFC North lost yesterday.
Bengals lost. In other words, tonight after the Eagles lose, they'll be tied with the Cowboys.
Unfortunately, yes. And your Giants would be all alone in first place.
It doesn't matter. I could care less. honestly, I really don't care.
Yeah, it's early. It's early.
I really don't care.
Well, yeah, there's also that, too.
I'm in class today, and somebody says to me in class, because big Eagle fans in class.
Right.
And I cut class short today because I was on Sirius at 9:30. So I said, I'm out of here. So I'm sure you're not going to mind.
I didn't think so.
At that age, they don't care. Their project's due a week from today. They're good. All right. So I said, Eagles tonight. They go, yeah, Kirk Cousins never wins on Monday Night Football. We're in good shape. I said, do you really believe that stuff? Well, his record, I said, no. I said, it's Monday night, so he's not going to play well? I said, you really believe that stuff? They go, well, I said, no. I said, don't tell me you believe it. I said, every game's an entity unto itself. It's all about. I said, do you think he's waking up today going, it's Monday, I don't think I can play? I mean, we're in a world of absurdity that makes no sense. Yes, do his teams have a terrible record on Monday night when he plays? Yes, I think it was he won once.
Correct, yes.
One time? All right. You think the Vikings are waking up like, I don't think we should have shown up. It's all about matchups. It's all about, all right, that's what it's all about. If he loses tonight, it's not because he's on Monday Night Football. It's because the Eagles were better. It's because maybe Jalen Hurts was better. Whatever. Okay? Right. I think the key player tonight, I think they may torch him, is Jalen Reagor. All right, so.
He says tonight's a revenge game for him. What revenge? Stop. You know what's going to happen?
That's the other part I don't believe in. I don't believe in revenge.
Yes, you don't believe in revenge. You're not a revenge guy.
Right? Yeah. Again, You gotta grow up as a sports fan. You just can't go around and be an infant the entire time. It's revenge. As soon as you get your butt popped in a game, guess what you forget about?
Revenge.
Right? Yeah, it means nothing.
Yeah.
Once you get your butt popped out there, you're not saying, it's a revenge game. Right? You're getting up going, son of a gun, that was hard.
Exactly right.
Now, getting the fans worked into a frenzy, yeah. That's where the revenge game comes into the play. Okay? Playing the game, once you start belting each other, like, oh, this is great, I'm getting revenge. It doesn't work that way.
No.
All right. I know, I bring a totally different perspective than you're used to.
Just like David said in the email a couple weeks ago. There it is. That's what makes the show fun, though.
I don't believe in ridiculous stuff.
No.
Okay? And it's gonna go ahead. Okay, you run out of the tunnel. Oh, you charge out of the field. And then you got to wait for the national anthem. And then you got to wait for the flyer. Right? It's 10 minutes that you ran out.
Right. Exactly.
All right. Part of the reason I feel the way I do about certain things is that I work side by side with somebody who has lived it over and over again. If you ever hear me say, hey, just go to the next play, Jack Ham will tell you that when the Steelers played, and something, he said, look, something's going to go against you, a play, a penalty, something like that. He says, we always had the ability to go to the next play. And that permeates over into your mindset of working with a guy like that. And with that, we bring in my broadcast partner, now our 23rd season together, Jack Ham. Jack, thanks so much for doing this. Really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. And you're right, it was a great weekend for Penn State.
I was asked about this today when I did a segment on Sirius, and they talked about the atmosphere down there. You made a great comment to me. It's something you've said to me before, Jack, about the difference between college and pros, and it was really evident on Saturday as we were watching the pregame festivities take place.
Without a doubt. You know, I've been in a lot of away stadiums and throughout my playing and broadcasting career, but it was something special down there at Auburn. And before the game, I mean, you talk about the crowd being really into it. I love the fact that we had the series home and home on campus at our own stadiums, and it was an electric atmosphere. And it's nothing better than a football team coming down, a visiting team coming down and quieting a crowd like that. And it was a huge win.
It was a huge win indeed. And Jack, it started up front. What did you think about Penn State in the trenches on both sides of the ball?
Well, my concern going into the game was whether, in fact, Auburn could really run the football against us. And, you know, we have not been tested this year. You know, Purdue doesn't bring that kind of a game, and we really controlled Ohio last week. So to go down and take care of that running game where they wanted to run those two outstanding running backs, our defensive line did a great job. And like I said, that was the question mark. Guys like Isaac stepping up, Robinson, who's already played well the entire year right now, PJ, I thought, was really got into rhythm as well on the defensive line. So all those guys contributed. Beeman, I thought, had an outstanding game as well. And I think you need that kind of play from your defensive line to stop a running game like Auburn has.
Which then brings to the next start. That defensive line can then set up a linebacker. What kind of day do you think Tyler Elston had?
Oh, I think Tyler Elston, again, when we talked to him last week, Steve, I think the fact of the experience of going from the first game to the second game, he said, was invaluable. And I think now after this game, which, like I said, was a running-type football team, a different type of character offensively, he was all over the field. I think he made good open-field tackles a couple of times on Bigsby, who's an outstanding running back. And you know what? He's playing downhill. When you have your front four like that, getting into the offensive line, not letting that offensive lineman get a push, your linebackers playing down. You know, I thought all of our linebackers were outstanding. I thought Jacobs played well also, coming off the edge a couple of times, getting a sack. I mean, they all contributed. But it, if you want to be a good linebacker out there, your front four has got to really help you, and our front four did a great job against Auburn.
So let's get to the seven defensive back part, Jack, because when you look at this, it's been an important part of what Manny Diaz wants to do, and you and I know he's trying to utilize his best personnel. If you're a quarterback at the line of scrimmage, you're trying to call out protections. Who do you identify, Jack, as the Mike? Who do you identify as an up-down guy? It just seems like it's a swarm, and you don't know where they're coming from.
Unless you have a very sophisticated passing game, and maybe Purdue may be one of those kind of teams and did an okay job, but you are confused. Your offensive line is confused. I mean, at times we have Brown is ends up being almost like a middle linebacker out there, and calling protections for your offensive line, it gets to be very, very difficult because we have people coming from all different directions. You have Johnny Dixon coming off corner blitz. You have Jair Brown. I mean, look at the game Jair Brown has. He caused a fumble on rushing the quarterback and also had an outstanding interception downfield. It was playing almost like a Mike linebacker, getting his depth, you know, reading the quarterback and getting underneath an in route downfield for the interception in the second half. So it causes that kind of seven defensive back causes so much confusion and preparation to against that. And I think we'll just get more complicated as the season goes on defensively.
Sean Clifford, and I referred to him, I used the word orchestrator for Saturday's game. To me, he's been like the point guard. Like Jalen Pickett, for example, for Penn State, the point guard, it makes everybody around him better. And then there are days where he is the best player on the court offensively without passing the ball. When I look at Sean, I just feel like he's making everybody around him better. Are you seeing the same thing?
Well, I think right now, the game he had against Auburn, it just seemed everything, it was very calm for him. I mean, he's played in enough away stadiums, although it was a special atmosphere down at Auburn. But he was just to be, nothing was going to flutter him. And we didn't make it on that fourth down that first series, and we didn't get the first down and on the fourth down play. That, you know, all we did is just come back the next series and take his team down the field, made a great throw over one of the corners to Tinsley in the corner, and just dropped the ball in there. And the movement in the pocket, you know, you can see it sometimes, especially on replay, where all of a sudden he's just biding some time in there, moving just a little bit to get the ball downfield a couple times on a crossing route. It just seemed like he was everything was moving. It was very calm for him out there, and he just, you know, orchestrated and into a great football game because I think, number one, that running game has really helped him out. It's so much different for Sean this year than last year when you're playing against extra defensive backs all the time in a passing game.
I'm going to get to that in a second, but they were on that first series. Owen Papo gave him really a WWE shot. I mean, what kind of tone does that set when your quarterback gets up from that like it's nothing?
Oh, I think for the entire football team, when he bounces up like that and goes right back, you know, unfortunately the ball went out of bounds. We end up turning it over anyways. But I think to the offensive line, the running backs, I said, you know what? You know, you never talk about your quarterback being one of the tough guys on a team. Well, it showed there early in the game against Auburn. And like I said, he bounced right back up from that. And just, again, nothing was going to faze him in that game. Whatever negative things were going to happen, and you're going to have those kind of plays in the game, it was not going to affect him on how he plays the rest of the football game. And I kind of think that Clifford was even more determined after that play to have an outstanding game.
So, Jack, let's get to the point you made about the running game, because obviously what Singleton and Allen have done in conjunction with the offensive line has meant a lot. What about Brenton Strange, though, in this running game? He had the six catches for the career-high 80 yards. What did you think of his play as a blocker?
Oh, I thought Strange had a complete game for a tight end. Now, the tight ends always like to catch the football. They want to go downfield, you know, the seam routes and catch the ball. But they're really good all-around tight ends. They need to block, and especially in our offensive running game. I mean, he's in motion before the snap of the football. He had a couple of kick-out blocks, seal blocks. He had a pancake block as well in that game. And when he ends up, he's normally the key guy who's going to have that running back break it off of his block. So he knows how important his assignment is. And I thought he did a great job. The six catches for 80 yards is one thing, but I think he took a lot of pride in how well he blocked against that Auburn defense.
Yeah, you're right, Jack. I agree with you. And for Sean, you're sitting there, and with Clifford, Allen, then you, of course, got Lee and Ford to go with him. But now, when he makes a play-action fake at any point in the game, every single defense has to hesitate for a moment, where in the last couple of years, he'd make that play-action fake, and maybe they wouldn't.
Oh, Steve, I mean, one thing about college or pro football, whatever, the thing that hasn't changed, if you can run the football effectively, and you have that running game that you can lean on, and then with that running game, as you said, the play action, you are holding linebackers, you're holding safeties in there. And we talked to Clifford after the game. The running game right now for him, it's going to be that much easier for him throwing the football downfield. You may see more play action passing on first down when people are going to concentrate on Singleton or Allen or whoever our running backs are in there. Having this kind of, like we had balance in the running and passing in the game against Auburn, that's going to pay a lot of dividends down the road for us as we get into the Big Ten schedule.
Obviously, there's been Barkley and Miles Sanders, and every time everybody brings this up, people leave out Journey Brown. Don't, because that was a turning point for Penn State not having him in the 2020 season. Jack, you and I saw Nicholas Singleton and Catron Allen in the spring, and we knew just watching them they were a cut above. But now that we've seen them in practical application in three games, what have been your thoughts?
Oh, I'm so impressed. Not so much, I guess, that we knew all the athletic ability, but you see the demeanor of both of these guys. These are true freshmen, but they're like veterans back there because they're very serious. I mean, after a long run by Singleton or Allen, you don't see a real lot of emotion right afterwards. It's almost businesslike for these two guys and making play after play. And I just really impressed at how well they're handling this right now. I thought this game at Auburn was going to be a big game for these two freshmen because, in fact, you know, on the road, SEC school. But I think also that Purdue game in the opener really, really helped us in getting a lot of those young guys comfortable when they went down to Auburn.
When you see the burst each has, what does that, you know, the offensive line has been doing a good job, but what does the burst mean to then allowing everybody to do that job?
Steve, when you see those guys just get a crease, they need is a crease to get through there, and they're into the secondary, and they're making somebody miss. I think the offensive line realizes in their head, if I can sustain my block for that split second with the talent we have in this backfield behind us, I think they're going to go through there, and our running game is going to continue to get better and better as the season goes on. But they don't need much of a crack, either one of those two running backs. Singleton, obviously, has got that top-end speed that can take away angles that either linebackers or defensive backs have on him. We've seen that now in a couple of weeks, and that's something you can't teach. That kind of speed like that is very, very special. And obviously, he was the five-star recruit that everybody wanted. I think you got to give James Franklin a lot of credit in the recruiting process for getting both of these guys.
Guys like Mitchell Tinsley, Washington, good, solid, high-end receivers. Lambert Smith, I don't think people realize he has a catch in 19 straight games. We now know he can throw the ball, too, after the pass back to Deshaun Clifford. But getting that top-end speed, you know, we didn't see as much of him in a game like this. But what do you think an Amari Evans can add moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, the game at Auburn was not a game where we're trying to get deep downfield. So Amari Evans is a guy to which I was really impressed. Again, true freshman who realizes when he's running a post, he's going to make that corner think that he's going to run an out pattern. He's going to make that one hesitation move to the outside and then break the post. That's where that separation comes in. And as a true freshman, that's kind of a veteran-type move. And then it ended up being an easy touchdown pass for Allard to throw the football to him, lay it out there, because he had that separation from the defensive back. And yeah, those are kind of things that we're getting from freshmen out there. And I know freshmen are different today than in years gone by, but they are making those kind of plays out there. So, again, there's a lot of talent. I think good chemistry from the veteran guys out there like Clifford and company, but and all the young guys. We're kind of meshing together here right now. But he's another guy, as a true freshman, I think in the second half of the season, is going to be a big factor.
There's a guy that knows linebacker better than anybody. In watching the last two games of Abdul Carter, what are you seeing with him?
Oh, the playing time. When I talked to James Franklin a week ago, and he's talking about we just got to get him on the field more because he got out because of the targeting call against Purdue. But he has an ability, and you can't teach this. You're in traffic, and there's your offensive linemen and defensive linemen. You're in a lot kind of traffic. All of a sudden, he is able to find the football in that type of traffic, make the play, and then you see him when he times up the blitz. I mean, a lot of times when a quarterback's cadence, he gets into a rhythm, you can kind of feel that. And then one blitz he came up, he timed it up with the snap of the football, got right up the middle on the quarterback, I think of his Ashford, and brought him down. He's got that burst that you need. A linebacker doesn't need 40-yard dash speed, although he has that as well. It's how quick are you in the first 10 yards, because that's where you're mostly making plays as a linebacker, and he's going to be a talent that's just going to get better and better for us.
Jack, you and I have watched, obviously, a lot of games early this season, both pro and college, and special teams have been a mess in a lot of games that you and I have watched along the way where we're looking like, what the heck is going on? Penn State has been solid there so far. You and I know that James devotes multiple periods a day to special teams. What kind of payoff is that, especially early in the season?
Well, I think the payoff we saw Saturday, because I know people think it's coach speak, but it was offense, defense, and special teams there on Saturday. I mean, Hardy as the gunner going downfield on the outside has made plays all throughout the year. And in the game where we thought it was going to be a close game, they ended up not be. But you need your special team to be an advantage for us. Our punting has been outstanding. We made Auburn go the length of the football field. I thought at the end of the half we had a chance to get the ball back and even get more points right before the end of the half because of special teams. But that's so far in the first three games, it has been outstanding in special teams. It truly complements. And sometimes that's why we get the football with our defense three and out after a great punt. We get the ball at the 50-yard line where Clifford and company can do some things in great field position.
Finally, Jack, with Central Michigan coming in, what's been interesting, and the fans have not had a chance except in the blue-white game to see Bo Perbula, but Bo is a great prospect. And they've seen Christian Veyer. But what's interesting is that Drew Aller has played in all three games. And, you know, everyone thought maybe it would be Ohio he'd play, but he's played in all three. Besides practice, now watching him in a game, what impresses you about him as a young quarterback?
Well, I think the one play that he got pressure off the edge and we didn't pick it up, and he had a quick release to get rid of the football downfield for maybe an 8 or 10-yard play. He didn't panic on the play. He knows he's got a quick release and got rid of the football. And a quarterback like that can make up for some of the mistakes you may make on the offensive line in protection. We all know about the fact that he's got a strong arm. But the throw for the touchdown to Evans in the Ohio game, where he didn't drill the football, but he laid the ball out there where Evans could go and run underneath it, let him catch the football, let him be athletic getting to the football, and he put air underneath it. He has done that from time to time so far this year, and you can just see, freshman, no question, but he has a lot of talent and some experience that I think that we're going to see more and more of him throughout the course of the year.
Well, you've no doubt, Jack, you are the best. Thank you so much, my friend. We'll see you a little bit later in the week.
All right, Steve. Take care. Have a good week.
My broadcast partner, Jack Ham. Coming up next half hour, Dave Cicchini, the head football coach at Bucknell. We'll talk about a game. We're against Central Michigan at Short Stadium. They were down 7-0 at halftime to an FBS team, which, oh, by the way, is Penn State's next opponent. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Bill was just standing here with Steve Engel moments ago.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, RV, motorcycle, boat, bundles. They'll do everything to save you money and make sure you're fully insured, plus other great services at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. We're in the mobile Sunbury Motor Studio today at beautiful Penn's Tavern.
Yes, sir.
Hey, right off River Road, off 147, Susquehanna River, off the back deck. Food is phenomenal. The atmosphere is great. Penn's Tavern. And the Sunbury Motors Studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory, great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee. And a great service department that backs it all up. They're looking for more technicians. They're getting so much busy. You go at sunburymotors.com. You can show up there or give Todd a call at 286-7746. Great to be here at Penn's Tavern. We've been here before. I have always thoroughly enjoyed my time here. And I can tell you right now, there'll be a time where I'm going to just show up here. Kathy, I'm going to tell you, Kathy, let's get dinner. We're going to go to Penn's Tavern. We'll make the drive over here. It's
going
to be worth every mile to be a part of, to have great food in this atmosphere with a great, great staff that works here. They take great care of their customers here. All right. Monday Night Football tonight is actually two games. The really good ones, Tennessee and Buffalo. Know what you're looking for.
Oh, it will be a good one.
I mean, the best quarterback will be in that game.
Yes, no question there.
And then Philadelphia, of course, the 8:30, which will be the prime game on ABC tonight.
Yes.
It'll be the Eagles hosting the Minnesota Vikings, both coming off wins in their opener. The Vikings over a legit opponent in Green Bay, and the Eagles hung on for dear life against the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, who looked pretty impressive, though, yesterday. And I thought they would win that game yesterday with the Commanders, and they did. They had a hang-on, too, but they looked pretty good. That running game is really good.
To be honest with you, the NFL's a little topsy-turvy right now. I think everything's so even here early.
Definitely.
And how about the Steelers have to play Thursday night?
Yes.
Yikes. Mets have top payroll. See this headline? Mets have top payroll.
That doesn't shock me.
Highest payroll is 1989. They're now past the Dodgers and willing to spend a lot more. That's what it says here. Willing to spend more. Look at your team. $254.4 million and lose two out of three to the Brewers.
Yeah. Not good. Not good.
Who put this together? You got an outfielder in Judge that's playing for $1.95. You spend all the money on the other guys.
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
I mean, a guy playing outfield has more wins than your $36 million pitcher.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
Where am I factually incorrect here?
You're not factually correct. That's the problem.
So the Mets have to pay a $30 million luxury tax, like Steve Cohen cares. Could care less. But the Steelers have the Browns. It's Thursday night on Amazon Prime. It's going to be interesting to see what they do. Now, look, this is Michelle's event, right? And she is a huge Mitchell Trubisky fan.
Yes.
Yesterday, they were chanting, "We want Kenny, we want Kenny." Now, remember, Kenny Pickett played his college football in that stadium. Now, is this game...
This is in Cleveland.
In Cleveland.
Yeah.
Oh, so Trubisky's fine. He won't have to worry about that.
Exactly,
you know, those guys,
right.
They don't care. They'll be yelling they want Watson like he's suspended. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you have to wait another, what, nine weeks now?
After they botched the Jets game.
Unbelievable.
I mean, that's the Browns being the Browns right
yes.
there.
Yes.
That's
no question about it.
Now, we're trying to get a hold of Dave Cicchini right now.
Yeah,
right?
We're still working on it. We may have to try a different day this week, but we're still working
on it. Fine. No problem. Boy, the Eagles are a 3-point favorite. That's a home number.
Yeah, I as I said on Friday when we picked a game, you and I picked Minnesota.
Oh, you're just all panicked. you just don't even count.
True.
I mean, you're like, you lost sleep last night.
Well, actually, I may lose sleep tonight, depending on how it goes, but yeah.
But you lost sleep out of being worried.
Probably, yeah.
You want to know how I slept on Friday night?
Slept like a log, I'm sure.
Yeah, I was 9 hours. I was out cold. I went to bed at 10. I was up at 7.
There you go.
Did a show with Dick Girardi in Philadelphia at 8:30. We're good. Got in the bus, left. Went for a walk first, then left.
Right.
Slept like a log.
There you go. Can't ask for anything more.
Meanwhile, Eagles are playing. You don't sleep. Toss, turn, walk around.
And either way tonight, it will be hard to fall asleep because either I'll be adrenaline rush of a big win and excitement, or I'll be not so happy and wailing in that. That's usually how it goes for night games.
Do the Yankees play tonight? I don't know.
I don't know, actually.
Are they ever going to win again? I'm just kidding.
That's a very good question.
Then there is, oh, by the way, the NBA, oh, okay, sorry. They are considering changing the one-and-done rule, having you come out at 18.
I did see that.
Now, they have not announced it yet. But I want to make one quick comment about Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy Garoppolo, at least from 30,000 feet, has handled his situation like an absolute pro's pro. What press conference did he have where he's whining and complaining about it? What signals has his agent put out that he's upset and mad? None.
That's true.
He just went about his business. In the preseason, he practiced at the 49ers facility in Santa Clara, but separate from the team and really opposite. If the team went in the afternoon, he worked in the morning. If the team went in the morning, he went in the afternoon. And just went about his business. So finally the 49ers said, okay, let's come to an agreement. They signed him. Now, he is the guy the rest of the season. Trey Lance is out for the year, you know.
Yep.
He needs surgery.
That was apparent the minute the injury occurred.
Yep. I mean, Trey Lance is out for the year. So Jimmy Garoppolo, the forgotten guy who went about his business quietly with nobody else watching him, kept himself in game shape, kept himself in playing shape, kept himself in terms of throwing, you know, in timing shape, is now there, and they won yesterday. In fact, I think they've got the Sunday night game coming.
Yeah, they got Denver this week on Sunday night.
They've got Denver, and that is going to be in Denver Sunday night. I give that guy, is he the best quarterback in the NFL? No. Is he one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL? No. But has he gone to a Super Bowl? Yes. Has he taken his team to two NFC title games? Yes. So it's not as if he has not had success and contributed to his team's success. He has. while not being a top 10 guy, whatever. Does he make mistakes? Sure. But doggone, the guy sure does play on winners.
Absolutely. Right? I've always thought that the Trey Lance experiment was a bad one for the 49ers, and they were forgetting about what they had. I never understood the whole thing with Trey Lance. I never did.
He's a different dimension. All right, so let's get into that for a moment. He's a different dimension of quarterback. I think what Kyle Shanahan is looking at, and maybe John Lynch as well, is, okay, this is the direction the NFL is going in. You're seeing more and more college quarterback. Over the years, it has been the NFL game that influenced the college game. You rarely saw the college game influence the NFL game. In other words, do you see the NFL run the wishbone?
No.
No, they don't. Never have. The Veer? No. But now, over the last 10 years, you're seeing teams run RPOs. That is a direct where the college game influenced the NFL game. And because the NFL is looking around saying, okay, we need to produce, we need quarterbacks. So you know what? We need to do what they're good at. That's what they're good at. So we need to incorporate that into our game. So now let's go to Trey Lance. Trey Lance is a great athlete who can absolutely move, has a huge arm. And I think they looked at him and said, this is the next dimension in quarterbacking. Okay? And we're going to be on the cutting edge, and we're going to go for this guy. The problem is that he only has, 382 pass attempts in his total career between North Dakota State and the NFL. That's it.
Plus one game in two seasons with COVID there.
Right. And the one game he played, he didn't play well. So he's had some preseason games, a couple of mop-up games, but that's been it. He is the great unknown in the league. He has the moniker of that fancy word of potential, which means, boy, oh boy, he could be, but the reality is he hasn't done it yet. But they're banking on him being the next dimension in the game of quarterback in the sport of football. That's what they're hoping for. I think that's what they were shooting for. Now they have to revert back to more of the old-style game with a guy like Garoppolo, who's not an RPO guy. He is a drop-back guy, read, right, make plays, not make the big mistake. They have to – now, for Kyle Shanahan, that's easy to do, because that's what he's been coaching. That's what he had in Matt Ryan. That's what he's had in Jimmy Garoppolo. So the adjustment was more going toward Lance than now falling back to Garoppolo. So he's not going to have to adjust. He knows how to coach this guy, and he knows what works with this guy. But I give Jimmy Garoppolo a lot of credit. Where was the press conference saying, I need to get out of here?
Yeah.
Where was his agent floating stories about, I need to get out of here? None of that happened. He conducted himself like an absolute pro's pro the entire time. Now, I don't know the guy. I've never been around him in my life. I have no idea what he's actually like. But I give him, from 30,000 feet, could you have handled it better than this guy? And now, after all this, he's back to being the guy again. And anything that San Francisco does, if they make the playoffs, he'll be a big reason why. If they make it, if they advance in the playoffs, he'll be a big reason why. Lance may be the future of how you play the position. I don't know yet. Right? He hasn't played enough of anything since high school to know. But he could be the future of the position. But he's not the future of this season. Jimmy Garoppolo is, and to Garoppolo's credit, he kept himself ready. We'll come back with more in a moment. Wrap it up here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The weather is getting cooler and the leaves are changing in central PA. Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. If your current agent is falling short, it's time to give Purdy Insurance a call. We're a local, family-owned independent agency ready to find the right insurance to fit your needs. You can call us at 570-286-5855, stop in our office on Market Street in Sunbury, or head to our website at purdyinsurance.com to find out what we can do for you.
NBA goes to this 18-year-old thing. You and Lisa can start living off, living a life of luxury with those two. Right? I can see them in the NBA right now, 18 years old.
Hey, you know what? Mark's got big hands already, so I got some high hopes now for his height.
Oh, no. This is going to be terrific. I mean, as soon as I saw the 18-year-old thing, you're the first guy I thought of because you're just aching to live off your kids.
Got to start them young. That's all.
Went out, bought that little hoop. They're out there dunking right now, right?
Yeah. Mark can make a couple shots already.
Okay. Mark Cotrillo, Bronny James. What's the difference? Okay. There'll be no G League in your future.
That's right.
Right? I can see you driving up every single camp, getting mad. I mean, come on! Playing AU basketball.
Yeah.
Take more shots. I could see that now.
Bingo!
I could see you and your kids. You're just yelling at them the entire time, being the dad. Right? In fact, when your kids are Little League eligible, I'm driving to a game.
I know.
Just to watch you go insane and watch Lisa just try to leave it. It's just like, oh, what are we doing here?
And you look forward to that.
He threw the ball in the air, swung and missed it the other day.
Yeah.
Right? Like father, like son.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Great to be at Penn's Tavern for the Neil Mertz Frenzy. Come on out here. Join us. We're having an awesome time. Not a good time, an awesome time at a great location. And yes, the Purdy's are here, and today's show is brought to you by Purdy Insurance. And Tom Mertz is here because it's Penn Tavern. We can tell you about Sunbury Motors. But come on out. Neil Mertz Frenzy here at Penn's Tavern. What a day. Great to have you all with us.